Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzard's Autonomous Zone, episode 186, for Saturday, August 26, 2017, and the 26th day of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. These numbers have finally started to get easier. Hoorah. I mean, we're only 26 days in. And it is a late night again. It's not 11:40, it's like 10:30, but still, it's getting late. Neither one of us finished up, so we're trying to get this out fairly quick. So I'm going to talk about something that is actually pretty important and interesting to me, but doesn't require as much like prep as a couple of the other topics that I have considered for these dog days. And that's board games. We would both be, actually, to be completely honest, Charlotte's probably a bigger board gamer than me, even though I'm a very big board gamer and have been like a, you know, completely traditional board gamer for longer than she has, you know, Scrabble and Monopoly and sort of those sort of things. But as soon as I started showing her, more modern board games, she's gotten way, and she's hardcore. She's hardcore. And we are planning on doing a decent amount of board gaming this year. We're kind of bummed. You know, this past, nothing wrong with the Weston and the America's Mart, but for years at Dragon Con, the board gaming was in the basement of the Hilton. And I used to stay, or not in the Hilton, in the Hyatt, sorry. And I used to stay in the Hyatt. I would stay in the Hyatt, and B, I would spend a lot of time on the smoking porch out behind the Hyatt. And so between those two things, you could always just wander around down a couple of floors down, and you were in like gaming nirvana. And then after that, it moved for years into the basement of the Hilton, which is where we have been staying for multiple years now. And so it was in the basement of where we were. So it was awesome. But then I think it was last year or the year before, it moved over into like the edge of the America's Mart right near the Westin. Which is not bad, but it's less convenient for where we are. Because that's about from where we are, that we're in the hotel that's about the furthest from that that you can get. I think the Sheraton's even closer. Because it's more of a straight shot up from the Sheraton. It's no big deal. I mean, it's 10-minute walk. But board gaming, like it. I've been doing it. I mean, you know, obviously I played my share of, you know, everything from Scrabble to, you know, actually we were talking about Yahtzee the other day. Charlotte's been playing a Yahtzee game on her phone a little bit lately, and that's got me jonesing for Yahtzee. We played a lot of Yahtzee when I was a kid. But certainly once I don't remember when I got into my first, I think I'm actually started playing role-playing games. I started playing them when I was about 11, so like 78. And that might have actually been before I started playing, like, you know, strategic style board games. But certainly during the 80s, in both high school and college, I was big into, like, for example, Avalon Hills board games. I had a lot of Napoleonic miniatures games. The Napoleonic games are crazy. I love them. They take like 2 hours to set up. Just putting out like 1,000 little chits represent, you know, it's like, you got a board that's the size of Europe, and you're like putting chits on top of little hexagonal, you know, tiles all over this board. Crazy. It takes as long to set up as it would to play the, you know, first couple rounds. I had, you know, a lot of naval warfare games because I was in naval ROTC. So I had, I think, both Second and Sixth Fleet. They had some good naval combat games. I have several Avalon Hill games still in my, I have one or two that I think I've had the whole time. Then I've had a few more that I reacquired after I lost them. One of them, those is Titan. I had a copy of Titan for years and even played it with some friends as lately as the 90s, and then lost it and then rebought it maybe 6 or 7 years later. So I have a copy of Titan again. So Avalon Hill games were a lot of fun. I played a lot of Steve Jackson games back during that period. Awful Green Things from Outer Space. Very good game. I still, another game that I had the old, well, heck, I think I had at least the expansion set information that came out of Dragon Magazine back in the 80s. And I had the old box of the game, which was a big, like, Monopoly style box. And again, I think that got lost in a move or something. And now I have it again with all the expansions, but it's more like the slide into your, like a typical game nowadays, you know, like you stand it up and slide it into a bookshelf sort of size. But obviously Illuminati, that's one of my absolute favorite games. We will probably have that at Dragon Con. Having the Illuminati cards, the old, the original, well, I had it in the clamshell, the old original Illuminati, but I have the one I usually play now is the deluxe edition that, you know, again, is a kind of a small box, standard size, and playing that at a convention, you know, not as much at Dragon Con, cause you get a lot of people who play a lot of old games at Dragon Con, but when you're at a smaller convention or something and you're playing Illuminati and somebody comes by and says, I haven't seen that game in 30 years, you know, that's pretty cool. So a lot of Steve's Car Wars, played a lot of Car Wars, played a lot of Illuminati, other various games. And then I went through a games, certainly a board game kind of, when PC games started getting big, I played more PC games than board games for a while. And then I got back into board games, yeah, a few years before Charlotte and I got together. And again, like I said, she loves board games. So we've gotten huge back into them now. You know, all the Euro game stuff we have. There was a period of time where we were trying to get all the top 10 games on Board Game Geek's gaming list, and we have most of those. You know, everything from Puerto Rico and Carcassonne and Agricola. We have Twilight Struggle, which for a long time and still should be, in my opinion, the top game on Board Game Geek. It's an amazing game. It's a super hard 2-player. You know, simulation of the Twilight Struggle, basically the Cold War, you know, the US versus USSR through, from like the 50s to starts in the 50s, through the end of the Soviet Union. And I've never beaten Charlotte at that game. She beats me at it, whether she more often plays the Soviets than the US, but she has beaten me both ways. I have never beaten her at that game. We also have a teeny little pocket version of much more simplified called Twilight Squabble, which I have at least finally beaten her at once. And that game fits into the type of games that we will probably be bringing mostly to Dragon Con. I love bringing games to Dragon Con. I love playing games out, whether we're in the gaming room, which that's always, like, if you're in the gaming room, you can do whatever you want because you just bring whatever you need to. What I actually like to do, cause I always carry like a game, like a con bag. I've got like a little, you know, man bag thing that I carry with me at the con that I can stuff stuff into, but I can also have stuff in, you know, that's, you know, that little hotspot will be in there. I'll have, rechargers for phones and stuff in there. I have, the con, not registers, the schedule, even though nowadays we do it on our phone mostly, but you have the schedule in there. I have, you know, I stick junk in there. I take stuff out of it. But I always also carry games in there. And what we have really liked lately is this tendency toward really good and really tight, small games. They're games that, like, you can put into a jacket pocket. So I can carry like 2 or 3 of these games where, I mean, we'll probably have Splendor with us, which is an excellent, very simple, you know, easy to teach to people that haven't played it before, and super fun game, but it's like your standard modern day, you know, board game size game. So you basically, if I stick Splendor in my bag, it's that fills up my bag, you know. On the other hand, probably 3 games that we will definitely have with us would be Tiny Epic Galaxies, Harbor, and oh crap, we just talked about this and I wanted to make sure I got it right. Oh, and Welcome to the Dungeon, which we're just now actually playing. We watched Tabletop the other day, and we haven't actually played it yet. We're playing it probably in, like, not too long after we get off of this. I get finished with this. But we want to play that several times. It's very simple. It's not a conflict. I mean, it's got a lot of nuance in gameplay once you understand it, but the rules just of how to play are not very complicated. So another good game to like start with people who aren't big into games. But these games are so small nowadays. I mean, they're like double in all dimensions, but still not, that's not that big. Double the size of a deck of cards, you know, twice as thick, twice as wide, maybe twice as deep, maybe. And that's about it to the box. So you can carry two or three of these in that same bag where I would normally be just carrying one game like Splendor or something, or Five Tribes, another game that's really good that we might stick in the box. I got to see how this new box that we have for our costumes and stuff, once it's all filled, then once it's all filled with all the stuff that we're taking, then I'm just going to round it out with games, because playing games is fun. And sharing games with people that either like them a lot and have played them many times or have never seen them before, want to know how they work, both of those things are super fun. And they're super fun to do at Dragon Con. So, but these new really tight little, what's that other game's name? There's another one that we'll probably take. It's another space game. Not Tiny Epic Galaxies. Oh, man. We got it. It's like a deck of card sized. And I can't remember the name of it. Very good game. But anyway, so we will be at Dragon Con, and we will probably have a lot of games with the Dragon Con, because there are a lot of really high quality, small games that are easy to carry around with you nowadays. That's really cool. So that's what I thought I'd talk about tonight. Board games are fun. Deck of card tile games to, you know, giant, like I said, giant Napoleonic and, you know, Six Fleet warfare style games. I like both of them and everything in between. It's a lot of fun. So if you're at Dragon Con and you see us and you want to play some games, just let us know, because we will probably have some with us. So that's it for tonight. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kkennedy@kenzoid.com. That's my email address. My other contact information, like Twitter and Facebook and Google+, and all the other ones that I rambled about the other day, are all at kenzoid.com. Last of him still there, but I'm getting ready to take down Amy Street, because it's not there anymore. I'm gonna look for 404s and start taking stuff down. So you can find that there at kenzoid.com. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike, version 3.0 US. And we will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.